You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I found out that my friend's engagement ring was $8,000. Isn't that crazy? I told my boyfriend, I was like, I don't need an $8,000 ring. I'm very happy with my $300 ring.
All right, hold on a second.
You know,
they put the same clip up from yesterday. What, do they think we're dumb? Katie, say something funnier than that.
Hit
the post.
I feel skinny.
Pretty close. Okay. All right, here we go.
I have my headphones on
again here. Oh, okay. In her defense, she didn't know how much time she had.
And wow. In our defense, we don't listen to these before we put them on the air.
Those rascals. You know why? I assume other people know how to do their job. All right. Well, listen, it's fine. It's fine. Good morning.
I don't even assume you know how to do your job. I certainly wouldn't assume other people can.
Well, that's true. Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. If you missed it yesterday, the big announcement, we'll tell you right now, 5:30 Club, Wake Up Call Live is coming back in
a big way.
June 28th at 7 p.m. at the legendary Crest Theater on K Street is where you will find us, and hopefully we will find you. If you want tickets to it, they are spectacularly low price. $20 tickets, which you can't really do anything anymore for that low for live entertainment. This is a 2-hour comedy show.
I also want to say there's like a $3 service charge.
There's a service charge.
So,
yeah.
There's always service charges.
Now, there is another tier, though.
There is.
And I have to tell you, that tier is going fast. Mm-hmm. And we are calling it the Wake Up Call Raccoon Club.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are part of the Wake Up Call Raccoon Club, you get premium seating.
Mm-hmm.
You get a Wake Up Call Live t-shirt,
mm-hmm.
and you get to mix and mingle with us after the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, just saying.
Right.
Our little raccoons, it's going fast.
And that is also relatively moderately priced. In fact, the Raccoon Club that comes with all that is basically where most live entertainment tickets start now.
That is true.
Which is crazy. So anyway, if you want tickets to Wake Up Call Live, text LIVE, LIVE, to 916-909-1065.
1065, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Jim this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You obviously, because it's the second date update, went on a first date with a girl named Christy, and everything about this date was great, right? According to you.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was vibing on me pretty hard, and she just hasn't gotten back to me. And it's been about almost a month, about 3.5 weeks. And I've tried texting and calling and just nothing.
So not even a response on text?
Nothing.
So
at this point, I think she might actually have me blocked.
Okay. Well,
and okay. Yet you're still trying to, okay.
Well, do you want a second date, or is this more, I just want to know, what did I do?
I just want to know what I did.
Okay. So what was the date?
And we met, it was just a simple coffee date.
Coffee date. Yeah.
It was a coffee date.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to guess this was during the day, like afternoon?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you guys just sat, how long did the date last?
Good hour.
Okay. That seems pretty good for a coffee date.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, all that's
right.
True.
And the conversation went well. So, all right. Well, we have her on hold. She hasn't blocked us.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear our conversation with Christy, and then we'll conference you guys together. Maybe, well, you don't want a second date, but we'll just figure out what's going on. Okay.
Awesome sauce.
All right, Jim's now on hold. Let's talk to Christy. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Hello. It's Gavin and Katie. Hello. From the Wake Up Call. Thanks for sitting on hold. It's the second date update, and we just got done talking to Jim. You went on a first date with him about 3 weeks ago, and is it true that you are passionately avoiding him?
Absolutely. That is definitely the truth.
Wow.
He's a pig, to be honest.
Oh, my God. He's a pig?
Really cringe.
Okay.
All right. Tell us. Now, I do have to tell you, he is listening right now, but he wants to know what went wrong. Let's get into some details before we get back to him. What makes him a pig?
Well, we went on a simple coffee date because I wanted to keep things casual. I just got out of a relationship, so I'm open because I don't want to close myself off, but I would prefer to do the friend route first, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Well, we met over coffee, and immediately he started asking me the most personal questions, and then he brought up the fact, like, he asked me if I was on birth control.
On a first date?
Yeah.
On a coffee date, no less.
On a coffee date. The first time I meet this guy, I thought that wasn't his business, especially on the first date. And I'm still taken aback by it.
Are you comfortable enough for us to bring Jim back? Is that okay?
Yeah, because he needs to know that out of respect for women and just maybe yeah. The next date he has, that's not something...
Totally agree. Okay, let's get okay.
Right,
Jim, you're back on. Did you hear that? You heard that, right?
I heard every bit of it, but you met me on Tinder. It's 2025. I wanted to know for my own well-being.
Jim, you, first of all, I put on my profile that I'm not looking for anything serious. You hit me up saying how much you liked that about me. And that I was different, and my profile didn't look like everybody else's.
I don't have any.
I don't think it is anymore, Jim.
Jim, hello.
I don't think it is anymore.
Yeah, I don't think Tinder's been a hookup app.
She didn't want a relationship. She wanted something casual.
Oh, I see. So no. Hold on a second. I think the verbiage of her profile meant something different to him.
Wow. I never even thought that would... Wow.
Because you saying, I'm just looking for something casual, in your mind, Christy, like...
Means you're DTF.
Okay. Hold on.
Jesus.
Wow.
But okay, I can see where this went wrong.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. A coffee date doesn't usually lend itself to, the vibe is we're just going to hook up.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was trying to. Yeah.
I'll bet in Jim's mind, he thought, kind of weird, but okay, whatever will get me in bed with her. Do I have any of that right, Jim?
Not in just my mind, pretty much anybody that's on the app.
Not a woman's mind. Why did you ask that question, Jim?
Because I wanted to know if I needed the strap on and go bareback.
Oh, my God. Okay, just do that.
Yes.
Just use that. Oh, my God.
Nothing in the environment,
Jim. And coffee is just to check out, see if she's a pig or not. Oh, if she's using her glamour shots from 1990.
Okay, Christy, you can go. I'm so sorry. We're going to let you go.
I'm going to change my profile. I'm changing my profile. Or maybe
in a relationship, you should stay with your old man.
That's because of you.
Okay, we got to go. We got to go.
I literally don't know what to say. Like, I'm so stunned.
Oh, it's the wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
The wake-up call.
So this is an interesting discovery that scientists just made in Africa. And there is a type of, I don't know if it's an ape or a monkey, it doesn't matter, but something called a bonobo. And it's one of the only animal groups in the world where their communities are run by the females. And it's not like a case where like the males are just smaller or no, males are bigger, males are stronger, but the females lead the community. They didn't know why this was the case though.
Okay.
And they just figured out what it is.
Okay.
And it's kind of terrifying. The reason why is because bonobos, these primates have figured out that when the females band together, that they can bully the males into doing anything they want, not through like reproductive manipulation.
Doesn't matter.
Through physical strength and through screaming at them.
Yeah, that works.
Whenever there is a male that steps out of line in these bonobo communities, the females just start screaming and kicking and hitting him until he like goes off on his own.
He thinks about his feelings.
Basically on think time.
Okay. Yeah.
Or he's dead.
I don't like the punching, the kicking, and the screaming. I'm fine with. I don't like the punching and the kicking and the killing, but I do like the idea of the bullying.
So here's my question.
Okay,
why can't we do this? I think we all agree that things are just better when run by women. Yeah, when women run them. So why can't we do this with our country?
And we can't do this on our own, guys. We have to do it together.
And we say guys, you mean girls,
right?
Yes.
Of course. And we can't fight with each other.
Right.
Okay. This is fist up girl power.
Right.
Right. Okay. I see you. You see me. I think you're a snatch bitch. You think I'm a snatch bitch. Okay. And now we have one enemy. That's the man.
Right.
And here's the thing. We don't do this to all men. So men, you're not allowed to be upset.
Okay.
Okay? Because we're not talking about all of you.
Right.
I know you want to be like, oh, well, us good guys. If you're saying that, number one, you're not a good guy.
Okay.
Okay. If you are a good guy, you're going like, yeah, I get it.
Right,
okay.
Right.
So the ones that say, sure, I get it. You guys, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we leave you out, go to the store.
We're the ones that want you guys to run it anyway.
You're the ones that are like, what can I pick up for dinner?
Sure.
Okay, you guys are at Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the other ones.
Right.
This is where we band together. We fight you, but I don't mean physically fight you. What I'd love to see is women emotionally bully an alpha male to the point that he's an inch tall. That's what I would like to see.
So why can't we just do that? What's holding us back?
That's such a good question.
Well, somebody texted in, I guess. It says women don't like each other. And that's all there is to it. Too many hormones. I don't know if this is from a man or a woman.
Okay.
I don't know if it's from a man or a woman. So text it in and let us know.
I will always be pro-woman. I will always say we are the superior sex. We have the ability, like, at the end of the day, we truly should be running everything because we have everything you want.
I agree.
You can't have kids without us. You can't have boobs and butts without us.
Right, right.
In many cases, for a lot of men, you almost can't even function without us.
Right.
So
you'll keep us out of wars.
Oh, without, we'd be like, girl, and we do like sprinkle right. fingers together.
You'll
like,
run the finances better. Of most likely, run the finances
we'd be
better.
Like, do we need that?
Right.
Yeah. But we have to not be in competition with each other. I am the type of female that I don't look at the other flower blooming mm-hmm. and think that they are stealing my sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
I can see another flower blooming and go, oh my God, I get to bloom right next to you. But we all have to be that way. But I think most of us are.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a couple bad apples.
Well, all right.
And then we all just hang our hats on that.
So let's do that, everybody, okay? Let's be bonobos. I think we except lady, for the beating and killing.
Lady bonobos.
Well, yeah, let's be a bonobo society.
But they're men bonobos, right?
But they don't run anything.
Well, who cares about them?
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Idiots.
The text message is coming in. By the way, that was a woman who sent that in. And it can occur in America. Oh, a lot of people say it can happen. But listen, Katie laid it out. I think we can do this.
Yeah, we have, ladies, we have everything they want. If we band together, we can withhold it from them.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She will be a wake-up call live, but will you be? It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yes. And caller 17 today is the one and only Canyon.
Oh.
Canyon, are you there?
I am here.
Is that your real name?
It is.
Canyon.
I have a friend whose son's name is Canyon.
That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. All right. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot's only $20 because she lost yesterday. But you know what? We're all having fun. You ready to play?
I am.
Here we go. Yesterday, first question. Yesterday was the first day of testimonies in the Diddy trial, but today is the big one. Diddy's former girlfriend, Cassie, is testifying today. And yes, she was the one that he physically assaulted in a hotel. True or false, Diddy does not have any children with her?
True.
Okay. Question two, rapper Tory Lanez is still serving his 10-year sentence in prison for shooting Megan Thee Stallion, and yesterday was not a good day for him. He was in the prison yard, and he was stabbed by another inmate. He's still in the hospital recovering. Where on her body did he shoot Megan Thee Stallion?
In the foot.
Question three, Halle Berry posted a really cringy video to social media on Mother's Day with a message to all the moms. She was in bed with her boyfriend, both of them naked, and she was selling her brand of sex lube, where some even believe the two of them might have been high when they shot it. It's really weird. Halle Berry, she played two different characters in superhero films. Name one of them.
I have no idea.
All right, question four. The Office is one of the most successful and popular sitcoms of all time, and NBC announced that they're making a spinoff called The Paper that will have a whole new cast except for one connection to The Office. Now we know what that connection is, and it's the character Oscar Nunez, who now works for this new company. Oscar worked in accounting with two other characters. Name one of them.
And
the last question, Igloo Coolers is recalling 130,000 units of the 9-quart flip-and-toe cooler because of finger amputation risks.
Oh my God.
There have been 78 injuries, and 26 of them have been fingertip amputations. What the hell's going on? If one costs $175 and you wanted a different cooler to cut off each of your fingers, how much would the total be for all those coolers?
$1,750.
All right, Ian. I'm assuming, Canyon, you have 10 fingers. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. Canyon, what do you do for a living?
I work at my family's sign company.
Your family's what company?
Sign
company.
Sign company.
Can you make us a sign?
Oh, yeah, we need some signs.
We absolutely can.
I want a sleigh all day sign.
Canyon,
I was thinking some wake up call live signs. Oh. But,
okay. We're being very serious about this. Could we get some signs promoting wake up call live?
Absolutely.
would be fantastic.
That would be amazing. Win or lose, stay on hold so we can get your information, because we'd love to send Kevin out onto a street corner and shake the sign telling people to buy some tickets, okay?
I think he'd look good on a street corner.
I think he'd look good on a street corner, too.
I think he'd look great on a street corner.
All right, Candy, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. Question one. Today's the big day in the Diddy trial as far as testimonies go. Cassie is testifying. She was his 19-year-old girlfriend there. They were 19 when they started dating. And she was the one that he physically assaulted in a hotel.
Yes.
True or false, Diddy doesn't have any children with her.
That he does not have any children with her?
That's what I said.
True. He does not have any children with her.
They have two. At least that's what Google told me. Am I not right about that?
I didn't think
Kevin,
so.
Google that.
Let's Google it.
We'll go back to that one. Question two. Rapper Tory Lanez is still serving a 10-year sentence for prison for shooting Megan Thee Stallion, and he got stabbed in prison yesterday. He is still in the hospital recovering from that.
Yeah, he got shanked many times.
Where on her body did he shoot Megan Thee Stallion?
Her foot.
Her foot. That is correct. Kevin, what's the answer to the first one?
Okay, well, it says no, but then when I read Wikipedia of Cassie, it says they have two.
So we're going to go. You both said the same thing, so we're just going to call it a wash. Okay. But yeah, so apparently the internet is confused on whether
but
or not
Wikipedia. Nobody
Diddy and Cassie
Wikipedia.
Have kids together. All right, here we go. Question three. Halle Berry posted a really cringy video. Did you see this?
Yes.
On Mother's Day, her and her boyfriend, both naked in bed, selling her brand of sex lube. On Mother's Day.
Okay, you can have sex. sex on Mother's Day.
It's not. If this was Family Feud and the top 10 things that come to mind on Mother's Day, sex is not up there.
I know.
All right. Halle Berry played two different characters in two different superhero films.
Okay.
Name one of them.
Catwoman.
Yes.
I can't think of another
Storm
one.
Storm.
Oh,
is
that's
the other
right.
One.
X-Men.
And question four, The Office is getting a spinoff that premieres in September called The Paper. And NBC said that it will be a spinoff with a single connection to the original Office.
Okay.
We now know what that connection is. It is where Oscar Nunez now works.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oscar worked in accounting in the original with two other characters. Name one of them.
Angela.
Yeah. You know the other one?
Kevin
Malone. And question five. Igloo Coolers is recalling 130,000 units of the 9-quart flip and toe cooler because it could cut off your damn finger.
Oh, my God.
78 injuries. 26 of them have been fingertip amputations.
All right.
If warm, we don't need coolers to be that airtight.
Right.
I'm just telling everybody right now. If one of those coolers costs $175 and you want a different cooler to cut off each of your fingers, how much would all those coolers cost?
And are we including the thumb?
10 fingers.
Okay.
$1,750. Yeah. Add that zero. All right. Canyon, are you there?
I am here.
All right, final score. Canyon got 3. Katie got 4.
Ooh.
Katie wins. She's back. Now we're back on a winning streak.
I guess.
All right, Canyon, we're at $20 of the jackpot, but we really hope that you make us some signs. We're going to talk to you when we're all done here. But what is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie today.
Not today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's the wake-up call, and, you know, we often find distressing things in the news.
Generally about Florida.
Yes. And is this no exception? Is this also Florida?
Of course.
All right. What happened?
So a resident of Miami found a couple eggs. And she goes, they just don't look like bird eggs.
Okay.
So brought out, like, a reptile wrangler.
Uh-huh.
Which apparently is a big thing in Florida.
Reptile wranglers?
Yeah.
I think half the state population are reptiles.
Sure, yeah. They found 98 iguana eggs.
Ew. 98?
Yeah.
Iguana?
Yeah.
I
would honestly rather them be snake eggs.
No, Gavin, that's right.
No, that's even worse.
Why? Because iguanas can... Why?
I have such... a problem with iguanas.
Okay, let's unpack this because this is new news.
Iguanas, first of all, are too big. They're just too big to be lizards.
They do seem dinosaur-y.
They look like dinosaurs. That's the other one.
Yeah.
I've also watched too many videos of them molting and I can't handle it anymore. Right. It's not my choice. My algorithm decided for a good 6 months that I want to watch iguanas molt.
Okay. You're in charge of your algorithm. I didn't want to tell you that.
I feel like I'm not. Okay. I feel like none of us
are.
Well,
we all know you are.
I feel like it's between Zuckerberg and God. I don't know. So, because they don't molt like, they don't shed their skin like a snake. Like, I can handle that. Or even like a bug. They come off in sections. It's disgusting. Anyway.
Okay.
And this is the worst one.
Okay.
I had a really good friend of mine in high school who had a pet iguana. And I don't know if this is all iguana owners, but she did not keep it in any sort of...
container?
Aquarium or terrarium or anything.
Your college friends were wild.
This is high school.
Well, okay, it tracks still.
You would walk into this room because they like kind of took their garage, I guess.
Of course.
And made it into like a whole house.
Sanctuary.
Like a baby apartment. And you'd walk in there, which is where she and I would hang out and we'd watch movies. And that was also where the iguana would just kind of free range.
Hearing yourself?
I know.
I would go and hang out and watch movies in a garage where there was a loose lizard.
A loose iguana.
Okay.
Most of the time the iguana would just hang out above the curtain rod and not bother anybody. And one time I walked in there. I hated it, though. Every time I looked at it, I hated it.
Still shut up.
Right. Because it looked, you know what it looks like? It looks like the foot of a parrot. The whole thing looks like the foot of a parrot. Okay. And one time I walked in there, and guess what I found?
I don't know, Gavin.
A foot of a parrot?
No, no.
This could literally go any direction. I don't. What did you find? I don't know. A dead body.
I found the iguana's tail.
Ew! So they can cut it and regrow?
It didn't get cut. It got caught. And the iguana, when nobody was there, I guess death rolled and the tail can break off.
They're savage.
Okay, and then they can regrow a tail, apparently.
I'd like to say we have a whole bunch of visitors from Amen right now. You guys are allowed to make noise.
Right.
Okay?
Because
what he's describing is disgusting.
You're
all being very polite by not acknowledging that.
It was triggering on a level that I can't even describe. And then the iguana was just chilling above the curtain rod again.
Anymore. I don't either. I don't either.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell you. They found a bunch of iguana eggs in this person's yard.
Yeah.
I'd rather them be snakes.
Okay. Well,
I don't know who you are anymore. You have said many times that snakes are of the devil.
Right.
Okay, that you'd like to vanquish them all from Earth.
Yeah, and I stand by it.
Okay, I know
that's how bad iguanas are. And I don't care. Cancel me.
Okay. Oh, we've been sent to Hawaii as a show. Mm-hmm. Did we not see little iguanas
there? We saw one.
Those are not iguanas. Oh, those are just little lizards. And as long as they stay little, I'm fine with it.
Okay, so it's a size thing.
Oh.
Okay.
And they've got long claws. Don't get me started. They've
short
got some
kings.
Spikes on their back.
Yeah.
And short eyes that look judgy. They've got a turkey rooster neck.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything about it is disgusting.
And they're bold.
Yeah. And they can run fast.
They're really fast.
Yeah.
They're fast and they're bold and they don't care about you.
And they can swim in the ocean too. You're not safe from an iguana.
Is that true?
See? Now you're on board. Now you get it. Now
Are
you get
you
it.
Are you telling me iguanas can swim?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
very
can I
well.
Ask a question?
You know what?
And everybody in this room can answer it. Can I punch an iguana?
No.
Oh, my God. You guys are liars.
They will attack you.
Okay, so that's why. Not because of just it's bad or morality. Okay.
I just showed Katie a picture of an iguana in the ocean, and you're telling me that I'm not supposed to be scared of that?
To be scared of anything that can swim in the ocean, especially if it can also be on land. Okay, so going back. Can I punch an iguana?
No.
Guys!
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I wanted to play something for you guys. So, a Guinness Book of World Record was broken, and it was broken by an old ass woman.
Okay.
Just listen to this.
5:15.
I am the oldest female to perform an abdominal plank for the longest amount of time. I was 82 and a half years young. I am impressed with myself. It was something that I didn't expect, but I do have, I think, more confidence in myself because I've done this.
The Guinness Book of World Record for an abdominal plank was broken by an 82 and a half year young lady.
Wow.
Okay, well, what was the
record? How long?
It actually doesn't say here in this article. But it sounds like at the beginning of that, it was only 5-some minutes.
That's a long time.
I can't. Of course, they had to write it out. Even though time beyond the 3-minute mark is not part of the official record. Really? I feel like I could do it for 3 minutes. She was determined to beat her predecessor's time. She held a perfect plank for 5:20. There's no way that was the record. Maybe a record for an old person.
Yeah.
But this is my worst nightmare. This story is going to get back to my mother.
Mom. I think she was the first person I thought of.
And she can't wait to send me links to this article. She's going to find it in the New York Times and cut it out with scissors and bring it over to my house.
And prove to you that age is but a number.
Does anybody else have a mom like this?
Mm-mm.
For those people that don't know, explain what your mom is like.
My mom is determined to live forever.
Yes. She believes that The elderly are our greatest gift.
Yes. Yes. She has almost fetishized centennials. So if you could build an entire religion around people who've lived to be 100 years old, my mom would have done it.
Yeah.
She researches blue zones, which is where a lot of people around the world are living to be 100 years old.
Oh.
She finds out what's going on in this blue zone. Where our family's from in Italy is a blue zone. And she's like, see? And I'm like, oh, God. So my mom is just bound and determined to just, I guess, never die.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong. I don't want my mom to die.
I don't want her to die either.
Right.
And I do have to tell you, it does seem like maybe we should start listening to her because she does appear to be aging backwards.
She does.
She is in incredible shape. She always looks very pulled together.
Well, your mom's not too far behind, right?
No, not at all.
She's younger than my mom by...
My mom's 68.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
I didn't realize your mom was so much younger than my mom.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Well, then never mind. Your mom doesn't get the credit she deserved. She's still in her prime. My mom is 7 years young.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a half.
Yeah. Yeah. And Katie's 100% right. Whenever I call my mom, it's often met with... And for most people, it'd be like, I'm having a heart attack.
Right, no.
And my mom would be like, I just ran a 5K. Just got done with yoga. What's up?
No, she would never run it because she'd say that's bad for your knees.
Oh, that's
so
true.
She would walk it.
It's often, when stories like this come out, it's not that I don't want my mom to be one of these people.
But
it's,
she's going to.
It's that I don't want to hear about it. Because then no matter what I do, if I have black coffee or something like that, like my mom would be like,
there's a lot of acids in that. And I read an article.
It's not good for kidney stones. Okay. All right.
But let me tell you, where is that? Rod, where is that thing I clipped out? Chickpeas.
Right. Yeah.
I heard that there is an antioxidant in chickpeas. Roddy, get that article.
I can't tell you how self-conscious I am when my mom comes over to my house and sees my pantry. Like, I can't tell you how like, I want to put boards and nail it like the zombie apocalypse so she can't open it. Like, I'm terrified. My kids just talked me into buying a bag of Takis for the house.
Okay.
Okay. And my mom, I'm sure at some point, is going to see it and just go, Takis. What is this? What are these? Takis? And I have to explain to her. They are rolled up fried tortilla chips coated in a chemical. Why is it food? I have been told it's food. But why do you have it? It's not good. It's not. You're not going to hit 100 that way. They're not eating Takis in blue zones.
Get down, okay? Show me your planks.
And then I have to be like, my kids, somebody on YouTube told them to eat them. Was it a nutritionist? It was not.
No.
It was somebody.
It was Ryan.
Somebody who plays Minecraft for a living. Minecraft? Yeah, don't make me explain that.
Is that strengthen the mind? Yes. No, mind.
No, at that point, I think I'd give up and be like, yes, that is crafting the mind. They're smarter for watching it.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So... we've all, at one point or another, taken a personality test online. And Kevin might be the king or queen of personality tests. It depends on what the personality test tells him. And he's frankly had enough. He's pissed about something, and I don't know what. What's going on?
I've taken 6 different personality tests, and they're telling me, like, I'm this type of person that is nowhere near any of my friends or coworkers that I'm related to.
Can you decode that?
Yeah. He's saying that he's been taking personality tests, and what's coming up for him is making him think that he isn't the same as everybody else.
Yeah, I'm an outlier. I'm different.
Well, yeah, that's why you're on this show.
Yeah, how am I supposed to get along with people if I'm different?
I'm the wrong person to ask.
For example, I took this test and it tells me that I'm a donut, which means
what?
It's a goal-oriented and adventurous person, like a donut with diverse flavors, driven to explore new opportunities and lead your team to success.
Okay, first of all,
like that sounds great.
First point, don't say I'm a donut. That sounds like a gay term. Okay. Second of all, no, you're not.
It's a personality test, and I got it.
That, does that sound like him?
Goal-oriented? No, I'm sorry. Excuse I will me? Say, okay, what are your goals?
Like right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like right this
well,
second?
Well, right now, I'm trying to find a house.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He thinks he's going to skip the renting phase and just go buy a four. By the way, a four-bedroom house.
Right. Just jump right into it.
That nobody else has lived in.
Okay. All right. Well, a foolish goal is still a goal.
Well, that's
right.
True.
All right. Thank you, Gavin.
Okay. So, and is it possible, Kevin? First of all, I don't think being an outlier and being different than everybody else is anything to scoff at or be ashamed of. I think good for you. That's one of the reasons why Katie and I fell in love with you sight.
That is true. Immediately.
It was love at first sight with you. Okay. Now, that being said, I'm going to say something and I don't think you're going to like it, but just please just chew on it. Is it possible that you are lying on these personality tests?
Yeah!
To achieve a goal that you want.
There is no goal to achieve with these quizzes. Well, right. I don't know the end result.
Okay, let me rephrase, because we established you have no goals.
So, no, I do have goals. Don't try to trick me.
You lie on personality tests to try to get the label that you want.
No, I don't. I don't lie.
Really? What house in Hogwarts are you?
Gryffindor.
Right. No.
Okay, fine. The quiz does say I'm a little Slytherin.
Yes,
but, you know,
you're obviously
the
Slytherin.
Characteristics of Slytherin, I agree. Cunning. Very decisive.
No,
decisive.
Deceitful.
Yeah. So?
I don't think he knows what that means.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you got to be a little deceitful in life.
Okay.
All right. Listen, I'm Slytherin. I agree with
you. And when I retook that quiz, I got Gryffindor again.
Right. Because you knew all the questions, and then you're like, okay.
Are you brave? Right. Yes. Yeah.
What's your favorite lion? A snake or favorite animal? A lion or a snake? I'm just saying, Kevin, we know that you lie.
Not anymore. I've been trying to be really truthful to really see if I've grown as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I haven't.
I see. Wow. All right. I don't know what to tell you on this.
Taking quizzes.
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
Yeah, I will say it's not scientific.
Right. I took a scientific quiz,
No, you
too.
Took something on Instagram.
Also, one of the tests was like a 7-page in-depth question.
Okay. 7 whole pages, huh?
Yeah. Crazy.
Anything you take online is not real. If unless you paid for a service, it's just a different form of personality test. I always love it when people are like, yeah, I took an IQ test. No, you didn't. You didn't take an IQ test. You did something online. An actual IQ test has to be administered by a person. It is a paper that you do, like a test. You have to be in a room by yourself. That's an IQ test.
Oh.
Right.
You think you've taken an IQ test.
I mean, it one too, but it says I'm above average.
Right, yeah,
I'll bet it did. Yeah. Well, not at first, but then I went back and I retook it, and my IQ test says that I'm Gryffindor.
Yeah. I hate you guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I want to talk about something I saw at Target yesterday.
Okay.
I'm at Target. I'm at self-checkout. It's me and one other woman checking out. Every other bay is available. And this man comes and stands up behind the woman, the other woman there, very close. Like, so close that I thought they were a couple. Now, this guy's like easily 6'4", 6'5".
Okay.
The Target worker starts saying to this man, there's a lot of other machines available. And he's like, I'm good.
Oh. Huh.
And she goes, well, you can use any of these other machines. She's using this one. And he goes, I told you I'm good.
Aggressive.
Aggressive.
So how's the woman reacting to this?
She's kind of pretending she's not hearing it and just trying to check out as fast as she can.
Okay.
And the Target worker goes, well, you're just very close to her and you could be making her uncomfortable.
Good for that Target worker.
Totally. And he looks at the Target worker and snaps at her, well, you are making me uncomfortable.
Ew.
And she goes, okay, well, I'm just trying to let you know you are like standing in her space while there's many other machines you could use. And he goes, do any of them say cash back? So I guess this one machine said you could get cash back.
Oh, okay.
Which, don't know why you're hovering over this woman. Don't know why you didn't just say that in the first place.
Right, and back up.
Well, okay. So until you said the cash back part, this guy was a total creep, clearly hates women, okay?
Right.
All of that probably is still true.
Yes.
However, if you're somebody who goes anywhere and desperately needs cash back, things are not going great for you. Something's happening. You either have to buy some drugs.
Okay.
You have to pay a ransom. Something is not going great for you in the moment.
Okay, that's true.
So because of that, I'm willing to give this guy a little bit of grace. Let's say his daughter was kidnapped by North Korea.
Okay.
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 And they're demanding a ransom.
That's gonna ruffle your feathers.
Exactly. So, and they say, you know, unmarked bills. So he has no choice but to go get a pack of five gum at Target.
Okay.
And then get $3,000 back.
Okay. Wow.
He's going crazy.
Now, you can do that at just the checkout.
Right. But then you have to interact with somebody.
He's already frazzled.
And he's trying to get to North Korea. Did you not hear that part? Exactly.
Right. Okay.
He thought, I'm going in, I'm going out. I'm going to get my gum and my ransom money, and I'm going to hit the road.
Okay?
But then, in front of him, though, is probably a school teacher who's taken 5 minutes of her time out of her day to have a good Targy run.
Right.
Okay? And she's getting some Joanne Gaines fake plants. And she found a picture frame. And, oh, here's the thing she went in for. It's dot art. So she's just taking her time, and he's just like, standing behind her.
It's the first 48. If we don't get her in the first 48.
Exactly. But he can't say that because right, he'll look crazy. Yeah. And then here comes a Target worker coming over. Sir, you're making her uncomfortable. All right.
Okay. Let me tell you how it ended. And then you tell me if you still think this applies.
Mm-hmm.
So while this is all going on, mm-hmm. I just turn around and look at the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm keeping eyes on this. And I want
you.
Him to know mm-hmm. that, like, we're all here together. Mm-hmm. I am here with her. I'm going to stand here until this situation has resolved itself. And so it did. And so I go out. I walk to my car. I get in and I'm starting to pull out. I see this man. He's driving his work van.
Uh-oh.
That has plastered all over it where he works.
Which is where?
A cookie delivery company. As he drives by me, he recognizes that it's me. And he's in the driver's side. And he leans towards his passenger window and just stares at me until he fully drives by.
Okay. One last thing in this guy's defense.
Okay.
If most of your work days consist of possibly dealing with angry customer service calls because snickerdoodles didn't get somewhere where they in time, that's gonna wear on you mentally.
You think he's the one that fields those calls?
100%.
Okay, I thought he was just a man on the ground.
How many people could a cookie delivery service employ? I would imagine A, Baker, B, everyone else.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you, it was one of the big ones.
No.
Okay, so just know. Just know.
All right, well, listen, if you own one of the big cookie delivery services and there is an employee whose daughter may or may not have been kidnapped by North Korea, just know they're out there making women nervous.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I had to leave the show real quickly to go take care of something, and then I came back, and I was impeded by the slowest driver in the world. And it was an older white woman in an SUV, like an Acura SUV.
Okay.
And she had a bumper sticker that just said, "Fo shizzle my nizzle." And I thought,
love that.
You do?
Yes.
I don't think I do.
She's I don't like hit. It. She's not, though.
Why?
She's just not.
I'm not even sure she's allowed to say that.
Right, because isn't nizzle like
yes,
a...
Yes,
right.
No, it's just fun. It's a rhyme. You guys are thinking too much into it.
No, oh it God. Doesn't feel like that's for...
I don't... Yeah.
Like for old white ladies to say.
That's fine. Maybe she's... She's thuggin'. She's gangster.
There was nothing thuggin' about her.
Maybe she's gang. Maybe her boyfriend's a gangster.
I didn't get that impression. I don't want to say that it's impossible, but it seems impossible.
I also don't think that that is something that gangsters say.
Thug life doesn't choose you. Uh-huh. Wait, no, what? Huh?
You choose the life.
No,
you
no.
You don't choose the life.
You don't
the life
choose the thug
you.
Life. The thug life okay. chooses you. That's the motto on the street.
I feel like nobody says fo shizzle anymore.
They don't.
Well.
They definitely don't. I mean... And they shouldn't have in the first place.
I mean,
and that means
probably.
Everybody.
1996.
Yeah.
That seems to be like about when the phrase faux shizzle
you know what's
came
funny
about.
Is I bet that lady thinks she is a real cut up.
Oh, yeah. For,
you know,
yeah.
She thinks that of her friends, she's the real naughty one.
Yep. A little bit of history, by the way. Faux shizzle. Is a NorCal expression. We
yeah.
brought that to the world.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
We should be proud of that. It's a direct derivative from fascisi.
Okay.
Which
okay.
was popularized by E-40. Both words appear on the Bay Area rapper E-40's Rapper's Ball,
okay.
which came out in 1996. So historians have pointed to that being the first publication of fo-shizzle.
Okay.
So, you know, me and Barbara, who works in one of the other suites here, drives a white Acura, seem to be about between 55 and 65. She know that she knew that as
of
well.
Of course she did. She made that Wikipedia entry.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So believe it or not, 2005 was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Let that sink in. And I found a list of moments that happened in 2005 that have aged like milk.
Oh.
One example. the Diversity Day episode from The Office.
Oh my God.
I watch that now and I'm like, there's no way.
There's so much on The Office that like you just couldn't do now.
No. And it doesn't even feel like it was on TV that long ago.
No, it doesn't. I think 20 years ago. We've continued watching it all these years.
Another one. And I don't know why this is on the list. These are things that have aged like milk from 20 years ago. Tom Cruise jumping on the couch on the Oprah Winfrey show. It aged. It went bad immediately. Like it
I
was.
I think there was a time when we were like, "Oh my God, look how in love he is."
Oh, maybe I missed that part.
Yeah,
I wasn't like, that invested.
Like he's so in love that he's just like letting himself be free.
That's interesting. Okay, the entire premise of the Ryan Reynolds movie Waiting, and it says here, I think I've only seen it once, but it includes him flirting with underage girls. Oh. Flashing people without consent.
What?
Homophobic, racist, and sexist dialogue throughout the entire film from the hero of the movie.
What? I don't know that movie.
It's about him like working in the restaurant industry and stuff
okay,
like
yeah.
that. Other things that was the tampering of Gabrielle's birth control by her husband on Desperate Housewives. Like, if you were to put that on a show now, people would be outraged. And I think it was played for comedy or something like that.
I don't know.
I don't even remember this one. Was there a reality show called The Will? Do you remember that show?
No.
It says here, a millionaire has 10 of his loved ones compete for his inheritance on a large Kansas ranch.
Do you remember the show Joe Millionaire?
I remember the name.
It was when a bunch of women competed to marry a millionaire and fall in love with him just to find out that he was not a millionaire and he was poor.
Yes.
What?
How'd that end?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. There used to be this show called Starting Over.
Yeah.
Where women that were like going through divorces all went and lived in the same house together.
Right.
It was incredible.
Another one on there. The concept of the show The Girls Next Door, which was about Hugh Hefner's three girlfriends.
Okay.
Like they said, that wouldn't fly now.
Well, but then, I don't know why.
I guess Sister Wives is a show.
Well, also, people are polyamorous.
Is that what the show was based on?
No, but what's the difference?
I guess that's true. Yeah, and of course, the last one on this list, Diddy hosting the VMAs.
Oh, yeah. Diddy anything, really.
Really, yeah.
106.5, the end. It's the wake-up call.
We're out of here for the day. By the way, everybody's very worried about Justin Bieber.
Why? What's wrong with him?
He hasn't been malnourished.
He hasn't been looking or acting right as of late.
Doesn't he have Arnold palsy or something?
Arnold palsy. I don't think he does.
So I think that you are confusing the condition Bell's palsy with the
drink.
With the drink Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, what you're thinking of is when you're half iced tea, half cerebral palsy.
Oh, I think my
is
what God.
Kevin.
Well, I'm trying to understand what he's thinking. So they're not my words. That's Kevin. Cancel Kevin.
Yeah, cancel me.
I don't know. So listen, we're all praying for Justin Bieber. We're out of here for the day. No, we're not.
What?
Oh, we have Random Retro. I mean, I love it. No, we're coming back at 5 p.m. for Random Retro. 90s and 2000s hits. But Kicking It With Kevin's coming up. What's coming up on Kicking It With Kevin?
You know, I have your Disney pin coming
there
up
you go.
At 11
okay,
a.m.
There you
11
go.
11 o'clock. Yep, your and second number. And
I'm going to scramble to find something interesting.
Okay. You're going to be here also today because we're doing a Hard Rock Casino soundstage performance.
Special soundstage.
Who's coming to the studio?
Jonah Murray. Yeah.
And you're going to, are you interviewing him or are you just going
to
intro?
We already interviewed him. It's up on our Instagram at N1065, but he's here just to give a private performance to our listeners.
That's how the interview go.
It was great.
Yeah?
Did you do the interview?
Yeah. I had to find the Wi-Fi. I had to go to my local community college to get Wi-Fi because my Wi-Fi was down and I had 15
minutes. Where was this happening? On the phone?
On the phone, yeah.
Got it.
It was a Zoom call. And then I had to move to the library. and get Wi-Fi there. And how then come people were talking.
How come we didn't know about that?
I told you the next day, and you said, good for you.
This you left
I think
all
he
of
means
that
all
out.
That part.
You, that is the most low-rent interview.
That is
janky.
So you did it from your car?
No, I did it from the private library office.
You did it from the public library.
No, I rented out a room so it looked like my office.
Is this true?
Yes. I even took my name tag with me so they could see.
Name tag for what?
The Kevin, chief of Did You Know. I brought it with me so it looked like I was in an office setting.
Chief of Did You Know? What?
I'm so mad at you guys.
Question? Why didn't you do it from here?
Because I didn't want to drive back here.
I see.
I had already went home. I didn't want to drive 45 minutes just for like a 30 minute interview.
And you didn't have Wi-Fi at your house.
Because it was down.
Okay, because you're remodeling.
I see. Okay, oh, so God. Then you did the exact same thing that if we gifted an interview with a music star to an unhoused person, what they would do.
You're so mean. You're so mean.
Oh, God. All right. Well, listen, have a...
I think it's resourceful, Kevin.
It is resourceful.
They didn't know I was out of college.
How would they? Now it's a college?
No, it was never the public library. It was the library at a local community college by his house.
I see. Okay. All right.
God.
Kicking It with Kevin. Coming up next, Random Retro, 5 p.m. Don't forget, get your tickets to Wake Up Call Live, where all of this could be yours live on stage. Text LIVE to 916-909-1065. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.